Desert Island Discs. Here is Todd Slaughter, who in his long career in the theatre has earned the title the King of Melodrama. Well, Todd, how many murders do you think you have committed in your career?
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
I should think so.
There was a glorious time when I once committed 14 murders every day, quite for a number of weeks. It was when I was playing Long John Silver and Treasure Island in the afternoons and The Crimes of Burke and Hare at night. Oh, it was gorgeous, gory entertainment.
You polished them all.
I did indeed.
How did you start in the theatre? How did it all begin?
Well, very early, when I was at school, when I was 9 and a half. We always did a Shakespearean play every year, and I was cast to play Cinna, a conspirator, Julius Caesar. Just before the production at the Art Gallery Theatre, Newcastle, the boy that was playing Casca was taken ill. And as I happened to know the part, I was shoved in for it. I must have looked very funny, too, with my thin, long shanks in a pair of baggy white tights.
But the interesting thing that already at 9 and a half you were playing a villain.
Yes, I'm afraid I was pre-labeled.
What was your first professional job?
Then I joined the Carden Comedy Company, and believe me, comedy was the real name for it. We did 4 or 5 plays every week, and my salary was 15 shillings.
How old were you then?
About 16 and a half. I never got the 15 shillings. The most I ever got was 7 and 9 pence. Oh, eventually we reached Morpeth, and the ghost didn't walk at all that weekend, so I decided that I'd walk back home to Tynemouth, where my people live. Wasn't very far, about 17 odd miles.
Quite a tidy step.
Oh, yes, but I timed my arrival perfectly. I arrived just in time for lunch.
Yeah.
And after that, I joined a fellow called Watson Mill in a series of lurid melodramas, Seal of Silence, Record of Men, Warning to Women, The Eve of Her Wedding. Mm. Eventually, of course, I got out of work like we all did, and so I joined a fit-up company.
Fit-up company, that's a company that plays in town halls and school halls and so forth. It doesn't always play proper theatres.
Oh, no, very seldom in theatres. Mostly, as you say, in town halls and that sort of thing. One night or two nightstands. It was hard work. We had to fit up the stage and open the doors, sell the programmes, and then get on and do our bit. And often happened at the end of the show. We'd nowhere to sleep, but landladies were very accommodating. We used to get quite a nice bed and a jolly good breakfast before we left in the morning for a shilling.
Really?
Yeah.
Those were the days. What sort of plays did you do in the old fit-ups, Todd?
Oh, all sorts, you know. Lady Audley's Secret, East Lynne, Jim the Penman, Bunch of Violets. If we were ever short of a play, we got hold of a bestseller and just took the dialogue out, mapped up a play for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I was on this fit-up tour that I met my first acquaintance with Mariah Martin. We were due to play The Silver King. Just before the curtain came up, the manager came rushing round and said, "We can't do this play tonight. The author's agent's in front. We'll have to do Mariah Martin."
I gather from that the manager hadn't gone through the formality of asking the author's agent if he could perform the play and arranging a fee.
Good Lord, we never paid fees. That was an unknown quantity. However, I was the only one in the company that didn't know Mariah Martin, although I knew the story.
Yes, it's a non-copyright play.
Oh, yes, definitely non-copyright. They were on safe ground there. And anyway, he said to me, "As long as you bring the curtain down with this speech, we'll get you through." And I learnt that speech and brought the curtain down. And that was my first introduction to Mariah Martin.
But you went on to play a leading part in it without even knowing really what the play was about.
Well, I had the gist of the story, but I didn't know what the others were going to say or do. But we managed all right. When I got stuck, they brought me on a letter and told me what to do.
When was it, Todd, that you started on your own in management, playing those old melodramas, Mariah Martin, Sweeney Todd, made them all famous again?
When I came out of the army after the First World War, I went down to the Elephant Castle.
Mm.
Had a wonderful 3 years and 9 months there, doing a different drama every week, yeah. Culminating, as you know, in the revival of Mariah Martin, which achieved the distinction of running for 26 weeks.
Pretty
capacity business. It was wonderful. And everybody wanted to come and see it, especially the pros. Well, we couldn't get them in, so we ran a midnight bandy for them. That was great fun, especially for Sam. Kept the coffee stall outside. He told me the next morning he'd taken £17 after the matinee and coffee and sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And naively suggested that I ran a midnight matinee every week for his benefit. Amongst the audience that came down there was Edgar Wallace. He had booked a box, but came and asked me before the show if I could get him four seats in the front row of the gallery. Of course, the place was packed. I went up and put the proposition to my audience. They were very friendly, and four people got up immediately. And he said, well, you can have my box in exchange. And they said, blimey, Governor, we'd look funny in a box. We would. We'd stand at the back. And after the show, Wallace told me why he'd asked for this. He said, years before, when he was a newspaper boy selling papers outside the Elephant and Castle, he always used his first tuppence to go in the front row of the gallery and see each of the current week's attractions.
That was investment that paid dividends because he wrote some cracking good melodramas himself, didn't he?
By Jove, he did, didn't he?